The West Live. The West Live with Jenna Clark. Brought to you by Neds. Take it to the Neds level. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858.
Now, a woman that actually needs no introduction is who I'm going to call the new First Lady of WA. It is the one and only Kate Walsh, and she joins us for the first time on The West Live. Kate, obviously not the first person to say welcome to WA, but welcome to WA. So nice to have you here.
Thank you so much. I'm really happy to be here.
Now, you have obviously have a lot of things on the boil at this point in time, both here and also in Hollywood. You've got a new film coming out with another Aussie called Jai Courtney this week called The Honest Thief. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I'm super excited that we get to actually be in theaters. and it did really well this weekend in the US. It's number one there. And it's opening, I think, today here, so in Australia. So it's about a bank robber played by Liam Neeson, who decides to make major changes in his life due to love, played by me. So yeah, it's like cops and robbers in action, and but all centered around a very sweet, I think, love story. And really, it's about second chances and, and hope, I think, and then with a lot of good action sequences and bad guys, you know, and good guys, and it was really fun to make.
So I guess so much would have happened since the time you filmed it to post-production to where we're at now. Do you sit back and watch it and just think, oh, you could not even imagine where you would be all those months ago when filming wrapped to where you are today?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, there's no way. I mean, how could anybody have anticipated? Yeah, so we literally made it 2 years ago in 2018.
Wow. And,
right outside of Boston. So, and, you know, we were sort of anticipating like either a fall release and then we in 2019, but then we thought, okay, no, maybe spring 2020. So that's what we're aiming for. And then, of course, COVID hit. So then we thought, oh boy, it's going to probably be just streaming,
yeah.
And which is, fine, because we've all been streaming. It's what's kept us sane and connected. Mm-hmm. But this is really a great film to see in a theater because the action sequences, and it's shot in the sort of like Mark Williams wrote and directed it. Who's one of the EPs on Ozark. And it really has he has a love of filmmaking and cinematography, yeah. and shots, and it's really quite beautiful. And so it's perfect to be seen but in the dark eating popcorn and with people.
Exactly.
So I'm really thrilled about that.
So good.
Yeah, yeah.
One thing that has been absolutely beautiful is watching your social media content, because you've basically turned into an unofficial ambassador for Western Australia. You have been doing lots of wandering out yonder. What has been some of your highlights so far?
Oh my gosh. Well, there's so many. I got my diving ticket off of Rottnest.
Fantastic.
Which was really cool, in Kingston Spit. Yeah, it was really fun because I was meant to be getting it in Florida in April, but I was here. So, and then I got to go to Margaret River, and then I was down at with Cinefest in Busselton. So that was beautiful. And then I've been to Bunker Bay, and then up north to Broome, and then Eco Beach on Cape Levique,
oh,
I think it is. And
mate, then you've been everywhere.
Ningaloo and Exmouth. Yeah, I haven't been everywhere. Oh, there's places I want to go to the Abrolhos. So I want to go to the Kimberley and I go to Esperance. So there's so much to explore and see. It's part of what is so beautiful here, and I'm just in love with it. So,
so good. Anything that sticks in your mind, one of your favorites? Favorite experiences?
Well, I loved I guess Ningaloo Reef was like nothing I've ever seen before. To be able to walk right out and snorkel and see the just massive amounts of marine life. We had a perfect day where we just kayaked out and just snorkeled around. We didn't have to dive. Yeah. Everything was there, just such myriad. And then also taking a boat out to the little islands off of Exmouth and seeing turtles, in mating season. And then we saw an octopus, which was so cool. just so much. And of course, all the stingrays and sharks and manta rays and just everything. It's just so much. And the floor and the reef is so pristine. And I've gone snorkeling and diving everywhere, and you just don't get that kind of, a lot of them are bleached out, as you know. And so it's just incredible how how healthy Ningaloo is.
Yeah, and I think the locals and all of Western Australians really focus on keeping Ningaloo safe, which is, I guess, something that you do in your role as an ambassador for a couple of ocean groups around the world, which is fantastic. Some of your mates in the US must be just scratching their heads going, how did you get so lucky? What has been some of the responses to your friends and family back home?
Well, my mother, who's going to be 87 in December, she's like, stay there.
I'll come. I'll come.
And it's because, you know, we FaceTime, like, you know, we have at least once a week FaceTime call with my mother and stepfather and my brothers and sister. They're, I mean, look, it's a really tricky time. And obviously, Australia as a whole, but particularly WA, you know, Mark McGowan handled it so well with locking down, and people were vigilant about, you know, social distancing and paid attention and you know, adhered to the different lockdown phases. And that meant everything. And I feel so fortunate to be able to, and people back home are like, what? You don't wear a mask? You don't, you're allowed to go to the gym. You can go to restaurants. And so, and even the fact that I'm doing a play here, like we're literally the only place in the world right now that's doing theater. I mean, that's crazy. You know, we just, in Fremantle, we're doing they started Fremantle Theater Company, Renato Fabretti, and local businesses contributed to help make that happen. And we're, you know, and it's just incredible. So everybody else is from, you know, like we've got a cast, an incredible cast of actors, Dalip Sunday and, Lucy Kate Westbrook and, Marara Alungai and Chris Edmond, who used to run WAPA. And when, you know, when Jai Courtney was there and Hugh Jackman, he's in town. So he directed, and it's just been delightful to be able to get the community together and people in to see theater. I feel very lucky. People are like, I can't believe you're seeing a play. And my only lament is that I can't get my friends and family here, you know.
Well, I guess that's a question that I feel that, I mean, you are out and about quite a lot, going to grab coffees from around the place, and you're dining out quite a bit. What are you hearing about the borders? And I guess, would you like to see the border come down soon, or do you kind of like our little oasis that we have that's shut off from the rest of the world while we're safe?
You know, honestly, I wouldn't trade anything for being safe. So I defer to people above my pay grade, the powers that be, that really decide when. As much as I would like to be able to go home and come back, or, you know, it's just, you know, there's surges and different rounds coming, and, you know, and how it's been handled here, like I said, is so exemplary. And I feel very fortunate to be able to, like, to have a normal life here. You know, I'm literally looking at the ocean 50 meters away, and I could go walk and swim, and it's just, it's delightful to have a normal life. So I'm fine being here, and I'm keeping quite busy. So I'm just waiting to get my animals. They're in queue. My animals are coming. Hopefully by Christmas they'll be here. My dog, I have a dog and a cat. So Pablo the cat and Rosie the dog. So they're making the great voyage.
Come on in.
And, I know. So they've been on a whole program in the States of, like, shots and a 6-month quarantine. They're basically of shots and a whole protocol that then they go to Melbourne for 2 weeks and then they can come here. So
you must be hanging out for that. Absolutely.
I miss them. I've never been away from them this long. So
That's a lot. Now, this weekend, we will be seeing you at Telethon, which you're probably not too familiar with just how special that is to us here in WA. What role will you be playing?
Well, I've heard I'm going to be on the end panel, the closing panel, and I'm not certain exactly what I'm doing. Just because I'm going right after my play. That's why I can't go to the big night, because I'll be doing my play, but I'll be working, but Sunday night I'm on a closing panel. I'm not sure exactly what that means, but I'm looking forward to it.
That's the star billing.
Shining a light. I know. I know that it's just a massive, and with the amount of money they raise, it's just incredible. So I'm excited to be a part of that.
Have you been, what have been some of the stark differences or the things that have surprised you or enlightened you with the way that things are done here in WA, whether that be politics, whether that be charity, whether that be how we stage shows and things like that? Has anything surprised you with how we differ with the US?
Well, it's really hard to compare and contrast because, you know, Perth is a totally different city to New York, right? New York has a theater, just in terms of theater, for instance, it's, you know, it's a massive business and it's unfortunately shut down. I mean, the theater, opera, musicals, and those are, usually they're privately funded. So they're funded by corporations or by subscribers. And endowments and grants, it's all privately funded, right? So you don't, I mean, you get maybe some public or some government funding, but whereas here, there's like the one government theater, but then, you know, what we've done with Fremantle Theater Company, what Renato has done specifically is gotten private monies to come in and support that and support the lease and the production. And then similarly with studios, like in the States, the government doesn't sanction a land lease. And here, government would say, okay, we're going to lease out this amount of land for you to private builders and investors to go ahead and build that, you know, build a studio, which we're also hoping to get done here. And I think that looks like it should happen, knock wood. It looks like government's looking into various submissions. So that would be great. But, you know, in the States, it's, again, that's privately built. Government has nothing to do with it as well.
I guess we've seen
so those are the biggest differences.
I guess over the years we've seen, specifically in Australia, a lot of big blockbusters are shot in places like Queensland and things like that, and it's brought a lot of excitement and tourism dollars to that state. Are you hoping to replicate not just having stages and studios here, but doing the shoots that we could do? I mean, you're basically now, you know, you could basically go and scout a shoot on your own sort of knowledge. Are you hoping that people get out there and big cinematographers from the US come out and look for spaces to shoot in WA out and about?
Oh, absolutely. That would be the whole point. It was one of the first thoughts I had is why are there just sometimes they'll come and do pop in and do location shoots like in the Kimberley for Extraction. And, you know, and the answer that I got was that because there isn't a studio here or sound stages, you're not accessible to big international productions. Don't even look at WA. So that's one of the main reasons. And then also to get part of that Commonwealth money, to have it here. My aim is to also bring a streaming show here in early 2021, even without a stage being built, we could do one. So that's in the works now. I'm knocking cardboard.
I'm knocking my head. So that's,
I'm knocking the wood floor. Yeah. So that's very doable, but it's also like, you know, there's a lot of incredible artists and artisans here, here in WA, cinematographers, and camera operators and crew and, you know, pre-production, and of course actors and writers and directors that come out of WAPA, and as it is now, they all have to leave to go to work. And I think that you can, not only will you like create jobs for them and people can stay here and not have to leave, but it'll just build jobs in the community and another, I think, a very viable, resource. So it's not just like, you know, bring tourism too, but it has that ripple effect of like catering and restaurants and hotels and rentals and property and all of that. So it's pretty exciting to bring the idea of bringing another business, you know, to be able to compete with the East.
Yeah, absolutely. For the film industry specifically, because I think a lot of people get caught up in the glamour of Hollywood and things like that, but what would a studio in WA mean for, you know, the creative industry moving forward?
Well, it would mean that you'd be on the map. Like WA is not even on the map right now.
Yeah.
It's not even a consideration. So you have to have, for some of the bigger sequences, for action, for green screen, you just have to have bigger stage. So America or, you know, Hollywood is aware, but also that then, as I said, that you'd have access to that Commonwealth money, the federal money.
Indeed. I made a little joke on Twitter last night because there is this beloved West Australian kids TV show called Ship to Shore that was filmed in the mid-90s here, and it has a very special place in our hearts. Mm-hmm. It was filmed off Rottnest, and I said, look, and I even tweeted directly at the Arts Minister, David Templeman. I said, look, how about we just get the Queen, Kate Walsh, to start a reboot of Ship to Shore moving forward? Is there any role that we could tempt you with that you'd say no to?
Oh my God, I don't even know that I would say no to, yeah. or that I. I mean, I'm hoping to bring this show, like I said, so I have an idea already in mm-hmm. mind. But I'm just very excited to do it here and show that it can be done. And hopefully it'll be like sort of a bridge between now and when a studio is built, while it's being built, and to show, the community, the state government, and start giving people jobs and getting more and more training experience. That's exciting.
Absolutely.
I'm thrilled about all of it.
Now, a lot of us have been streaming Emily in Paris, and we love you as Madeline in that yeah. show. Have you been surprised with the response to
Thank
it?
You.
Because people have basically attributed it to junk food for Netflix, and people have been just devouring it. What's your response been?
Oh, I think it was, when we were making it, I was only in a little bit of it, but mm-hmm. it was so much fun to go shoot in Paris Ugh. And work with Darren Starr is a delight, and Andy Fleming, who's the directing producer, we worked together on a lot of stuff, and he's so talented and fun. And I mean, there's no downside to shooting in Paris. but also with the great Patricia Field, who did the costumes for Emily in Paris, but also, of course, Sex and the City. But we knew it was going to be fun and light and you could call it fluff or junk food, but it's like, I think it's a little more, I would call it a delicious croissant.
Yeah, I so agree.
I
think it's fantastic.
Like, it's just delightful and light and beautiful and love and like hope and youth and hope. And I think that even similarly, I mean, totally dissimilarly, but with honesty, it's like, I think we need, there's never enough hope in the world. We can always use another story with hope and escapism. That's why we make stuff, I mean, like, who doesn't want to pretend they're young and in Paris and in love
Exactly. Exactly. I think that was definitely my take. I think more of the fantasy stuff is exactly what we need. Your streaming project, is that going to fall in that realm, or is it a little bit more gritty?
It's a little more gritty.
Love
it. It would be Mark Williams, who wrote and directed Honesty.
Ooh.
And also he's one of the executive producers of Ozark. So he and I would be teaming up again.
Oh, cannot wait to learn. Awesome. Well, Kate Walsh, Honest Thief is out in cinemas now, and we will see you on Telethon on Sunday night on 7, and also on stage Yay. At the Fremantle Theatre Company. It's been an absolute pleasure chatting to you. You take care. We'll hope to see you again.
Yes, thank you so much. You're a delight. I appreciate your time.